98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, okay, first off, we've a lot of stuff to get through on the show today. I know we always do, but we do today. And here's an issue that has come up several times on this programme over the last few months, with our listeners complaining about the lack of face masks on buses, trains and Lewis trams. In fact, I was talking to one of my colleagues earlier on, who said out of about 50 people on the Lewis this morning when he was coming into work, only 3 people were wearing face masks. Well, that is all about to change because we understand from next week it will become mandatory to wear face coverings on public transport. That's the big news today. The government is meeting later on to consider a proposal to make face coverings mandatory for travel on all public transport. That means if you're going to use the bus next week or the Lewis or the Dart, you will have to have a face mask on. There's no ifs, ands or buts. This is one of the recommendations that the National Public Health Emergency Team has made, and the decision to make face coverings on public transport mandatory is expected to get the go-ahead today. Now, the whole idea behind this is to allow more people onto public transport. As we know at the moment, say, for example, with Dublin Bus, they are allowed to let 17 passengers on. And so two-thirds of the bus is empty. And I know for a lot of people it's been very frustrating trying to get the bus because the bus just flies past you. In fact, I was talking to a bus driver yesterday. He actually works for Bus Éireann. And he was telling me that on two occasions yesterday on his bus route, he left the terminus with a full bus. In other words, 11 passengers on his Bus Éireann bus. And he had to go past absolutely everybody at every single bus stop yesterday, twice, on two different journeys. And he felt really guilty leaving people there, but he had no choice. He was only allowed to have 11 people on his bus. It was full when he left the terminus, so he ended up picking up nobody en route. So that's the idea with Dublin Bus, for example, or with the bus services and the Lewis and so on. It would mean 50% occupancy on the bus instead of what it is now, under a third. So that would help, especially as more people are going back to work next week as well. Not everyone is happy about it. Many people took to social media annoyed over this new rule, saying that it goes against their human rights to be forced to wear a mask. Others said if they're going to force passengers to wear masks, they should have to provide them to passengers. Is that fair? So what, you get onto a Dublin bus and the driver hands you a mask? No, I don't think so. I think it's down to us, is it not? Or maybe you totally disagree. And as I said, the idea is that if everyone is wearing masks on public transport, the 2 metre social distancing rule for public transport operators will cease to apply. And instead, operators will be allowed to run at 50% capacity. As it stands, as I said, buses are driving around the city with a handful of passengers on them. And I want to find out from you, do you support this rule coming in? And what have your experiences been travelling on public transport over the last while? You can call me on 67979781, or you can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898 if you want to get involved in this conversation. How do you feel? And in fact, we were talking earlier on about how over the last few months there's been very little in terms of that has been mandatory in terms of regulations and so on. Very little. But this is the very first thing that we're being told, sorry, you can't get on the number 9 bus unless you have a face mask, most likely from next week. Is that fair? Do you support this? If it means that more people are able to use public transport. I was explaining to you that I'm one of those people that would normally get the bus in to work all throughout lockdown and all throughout the last 3-4 months. I haven't used the bus at all. My intention next week is to start using the bus again to come into work. That's my plan. And I hope I can get on the bus. Because the bus that I would get on, under normal circumstances, was very packed by the time I got on it. Is it going to work next week? Will I be able to get on the bus? I don't mind wearing the face mask, but anyway, time will tell. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981. Text, WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Now, Ernie, you are a bus driver. I was saying earlier on that a colleague of mine coming into work this morning on the Lewis was one of 3 people out of 50 wearing a face mask. That's a very small amount. What's your experience been?
My experience is basically the same, Adrian. Like, the bus I drive was more or less the 197, which goes from Sars to Ashbourne, as you know, and I can only do 8 passengers. Now, it's not really that busy at the moment, but with the pavilions and all open back up and all the shops and stores ready to open back up now and the pubs and all, number has to increase. So out of the 8 passengers, you might only get 3 out of 8 that's actually wearing face masks, you know.
Right, now that's even higher than the percentage I was saying about the Lewis earlier on. 3 out of 50 people on a Lewis this morning were wearing face masks. Do you wear one as a driver?
No, I wouldn't wear one again, and I never did wear one. I don't. I basically wouldn't wear one, to be honest. I don't see any reason to wear one. Like, I think anything, you're basically increasing your health by wearing a face mask, you know?
Oh, right. But do you expect passengers to wear them?
It's their own call. Like, the government are releasing this mandatory that you have to wear a face mask. But at the end of the day, who's the one to pull up all the aggro from the passengers? It's the driver. Because Shane Ross is actually making this a mandatory that you have to wear a face mask on public transport.
Yes.
But Shane Ross is either in his office in the Dáil, or he's either at home sitting down with the bus drivers out there pulling up all the money. So you have a passenger at a bus stop and say, sorry, sore, man, you're not allowed on the bus, we can't carry you, you have no face mask. And then we have an issue.
And that's obviously something you're concerned about then, that from next week, let's say this comes in next week, and a passenger is about to get on your bus, he or she doesn't have a face mask, you could be forced to have to say to that person, I'm sorry, missus, you can't get on the bus without a face mask.
Yeah, basically, yes. I'm off work today, and so I'm not back at work now to tomorrow. But like, anything like that, we have to run it by the management force or by the control. To ask control, like, or the management, like, what's the story, like, with the face mask? You do come across a pastor, an elderly pastor, or whatever the case the pastor is, like, do we take the pastor, or do we refuse the pastor? And then we refuse, and then, we're in a bit of a bad predicament here.
But the whole idea behind this, Ernie, is to get more people back onto public transport and make it easier for them to. So, say for example, your bus, normally you're allowed, how many did you say? 7?
8 people, Adrian.
Oh, sorry, 8 people on your bus. Okay, and it's a single-decker bus that runs from Swords to Ashbourne and vice versa.
Yes.
And let me ask you then, would it not be better for you to be able to take more passengers?
It would be better, because you're not leaving, like, in the day, right? If we leave Swords or Ashbourne, regardless, like, the busiest time up from either end is usually 8 o'clock, because people want to be at work for 9 o'clock. Shops all up at 9 o'clock. So if we have 10 passengers at the first bus stop in Swords or in Ashbourne, and I can just say, sorry, can I only take 8? Then I'm leaving 2 passengers behind.
Mm. And have you had to do that? Have you had to leave any passengers behind?
I'm sure you do.
But one final question, Ernie, because I just need to go to a different call in a second, but if it becomes mandatory for passengers to wear face coverings, how would you feel if it were also mandatory for you to wear one? Because it would look a bit odd if all the passengers were getting on the bus with face masks on and you're sitting there with none on.
Well, that's another problem, another issue. But come here, listen, if the company said, listen, all drivers have to wear one,
then you'll have to wear one.
you have to wear them.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Ernie, and I'll come back to you in one moment. I want to, I know he's in a bit of a rush, I want to bring in Dermot O'Leary from the NBRU, the National Bus and Rail Workers Union. Dermot, good morning and welcome to 98
good
FM.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Dermot, how important is this?
Well, look, we've been calling for this for since the 1st of May when we wrote to the NTA on this issue, and it's important, and just to pick up the last point you made, it's important in relation to the community transmission concerns. And again, Professor Paddy Mallon was out overnight expressing his concern that the community transmission is going to increase as we ease out of lockdown, and that's obvious. We've all become health experts, even though we're not, over the last while. So it is an important issue, and to enable the transport operators, which we have lots of members in, to increase capacity, even though it won't go back to what it was just yet, there is a requirement for these face coverings. And look, there's a lot of issues, I suppose, at play here. There are a lot of people that cannot, for medical reasons, wear face masks, for example. There are a lot of stakeholders involved here, and there needs to be some debate on how those people can be treated fairly, and also how this issue can be policed. There's going to be an issue around that, and I don't see a role for a bus driver in engaging in conflict. And let's hope
In fact, that bus driver I was just talking to a moment ago, that is one of his concerns, is he's sitting in his cab on his bus, and somebody is getting on without a face mask, and he's to say, I'm sorry, you're not getting on, and then the person says, well, no, I am getting on, and then suddenly the bus driver becomes a policeman.
That's correct, and that's the problem, and that's one of the issues. Again, we flagged this to the operating companies that were involved in back in the 14th of May, in fact, where we, in anticipation of problems around capacity initially, and maybe in anticipation of the face coverings becoming compulsory, that they had to come up with some mechanism. And we had very high-profile situations where Gardaí were boarding buses and trains during lockdown to assess whether people were travelling for essential travel or not. So there's probably a role for the Gardaí in some instances. But again, the companies need to step up to the plate, as does the NTA, and provide resources where people on face coverings and indeed on the capacity issues. Because despite the fact that we're increasing capacity now, it still will be at only 50%. So there's going to be problems for that driver and lots of other drivers in trying to put themselves in a situation where they won't be in conflict.
Has there been any suggestion as to, people who have reasons not to wear face masks and how that would be policed? Do you have to carry a letter from your doctor, or do I just get on the bus and say, I've no face mask on because I've got asthma?
Well, my understanding from the UK, and we've been looking askance at the UK for a number of months in relation to how badly they've handled COVID, but they're ahead of us on the case coverings, I think for obvious reasons, the capacity issues as well. And they have a system over there where you produce a card or a letter to the effect that you cannot wear a face mask, and it has the HMS or whatever is the health service stamp on it. I suppose the NBRU we were involved some months ago in relation to a thing called the Jam Card, which was launched by a group in Belfast across all public transport providers, where someone with sensory difficulties or learning difficulties like Asperger's or autism could produce this card and explain that they're in a difficult position in terms of this type of thing, if you like, right? So again, I mentioned at the outset that there are a lot of moving parts in this, and there are a lot of discussions to be had, I would have thought, in a very short space of time, and how those people are treated, and treated fairly, in fact.
Okay, now this is, I mentioned this earlier on, this is one of the first times we've used the word mandatory where it comes to anything surrounding COVID-19 and our lockdown and everything else. And I was interested to see that in England, which has brought in the compulsory wearing of face masks on public transport, police over there have been given the power to forcibly remove people who refuse to wear a face mask on public transport, and they'd also be able to issue £100 fines. Has anything like that been talked about here?
No, it hasn't. But again, I mentioned lots of different stakeholders. I suppose the difference here in Ireland and the UK, in terms of the railways at least, there's a transport police in the UK, so it's probably an extension to their powers. There are bylaws here that we in the union are studying at the moment, but we're not legal, so to speak. So there are bylaws which cover the bus companies. There's a Railway Safety Act 2005 which covers the railway companies. So again, those people with the expertise in that area need to look at what powers exist at the moment to do it, or what powers have to be added to. There's also the issue around health and safety in the workplace, and the obligation on both the employer in this case, and indeed the same employer, to make sure that if he's carrying passengers, that he looks out for the health and safety of those passengers. So again, lots of pieces of legislation being looked at one more time.
Okay, you sound a little bit concerned that this hasn't been thought through enough.
Well, again, I'm working on the basis, really, I was going to say an outsider looking in, but as a person and as an organisation, very involved, very proactive in getting things, or trying to get things done in transport generally, but certainly in terms of the crisis. Look, one would hope that the mandatory, and you mentioned, you said it yourself, the first time mandatory has been used in the middle of this crisis, that people will now start wearing those face coverings before the law is signed off. So that's, I think it's one of the attempts being made here by government. I would assume that's one of the things they're trying to achieve here. But certainly, yeah, the concern is, and it has to be, when you call for something like this, there's going to be pitfalls. There's going to be people out there that cannot, as we said already, wear the mask. Mm. There's people out there that will simply not wear it for the sake of not wearing it. And there's people out there maybe in hopefully very minimum amount of people interested in confrontation. We've had that with the anti-social behaviour issue, which you cover as well. So look, again, as I said, to repeat myself, there's lots of moving parts, lots of stakeholders, lots of discussions to be had, but in a very short time frame.
Okay, but obviously one of the motivations behind this is to enable service providers to allow more people on buses and trains and Lewis's and everything else up to a capacity of, we understand, about 50%. But that's on the basis that people are wearing face masks. We need to get more people back onto public transport, though, don't we?
We do indeed. And again, the 50% figure being quoted overnight is certainly not enough. There was 290 million passenger journeys last year across public transport. And that's saying there's going to be 290 million passenger journeys anytime soon. But people are going to want to return to public transport. And for us in the business to instill confidence in people to travel in public transport, face coverings are just one aspect of it. And again, I suppose you have a situation where you have the Lewis, you have trains where the doors open, many doors open. And how do you police capacity issues there? And these are some of the things we need to talk to the operators about. And again, I suppose it's the reverse of the Japanese situation that we used to laugh at, where people are employed in Japanese railways to push people onto trains. We have the opposite here, where we're trying to make sure that we can equalise the capacity in each carriage, for example. A bus in that context would probably be easier to police if you had the resource to do that.
Okay, but your concern obviously is that bus drivers aren't put in a situation where they're brought into conflict with people who just say, I'm not wearing a face mask.
That's correct. I mean, it's not the job. The bus driver's job is difficult enough around the concrete jungle in Dublin in particular. We're all having to be policing something, some piece of legislation, and getting involved in confrontation. There's enough of daily toil out there. We're all having to resort to that.
All right. It'll be interesting to see how this one develops. Dermot O'Leary from the National Bus and Rail Workers Union, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. So he is a little bit concerned that bus drivers, for example, might be brought into conflict with people and you know, and I know, that some people just don't play by the rules here in Ireland, and particularly here in Dublin. We've had many examples of people sitting on seats that had signs saying, don't sit on this seat. So what do? I sit on the seat. We've had loads of examples of that. We've seen videos of large gangs on buses and all of that. My question to you is, do you support the idea of mandatory wearing of face masks? Toby, I'll be with you straight after the break. You fully support this?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, stay with me for 1 second. I'd like to hear from you. You can call us on 6797981 or send a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898.
Adrian, two of my friends live in mainland Europe, in Prague and Vienna, and both of them in their countries have had, from nearly day dot when they started to roll back lockdown, fines if you're not wearing them on the street. So if you're leaving your house, walking down to the shop, you have to wear them, and that's that, and you'll get a fine otherwise. They were a little bit looser in terms of they could send you home, as in they could send you straight back to your apartment or wherever if the guards caught you. But it's from day dot nearly, as soon as they were rolling out, and it means that they're reopening of each of those countries happened a lot quicker and a lot smoother, and the capacities for in every type of way could kind of go back to somewhat normal, unlike what we've been doing in Dublin. So I support that idea. There's enough of it going around, and there's a lot of people who are making them as well, you know. So in such supermarkets and everything else, they should be definitely wearing them, and on public transport.
All right, Lizzie, thank you very much indeed. There hasn't been any talk of it being mandatory in shops, but now we're talking about it being mandatory on public transport from most likely next week. Now, Toby, you're fully in favour of this.
Yes, I rang in you a couple of times before. You probably couldn't fill it in your programme.
But in coincidentally, you mentioned the number 9 bus.
Only because it's the bus I get into work every day.
Yes,
but yeah,
I use myself. But this is nothing to do. This is before the birds hit us. I was on the number 9 bus, and there's a lot of coughing and sneezing on the bus. Then I noticed the driver slowly closing his window up. You know the small little window he has beside him?
Yes.
And he closed it up. So I thought to myself, just getting off, I said to him, it's like the dog's home here, isn't it? He'd tell me, I could live with this every day, he said. And then I said, you know the little holes in the window? There's little holes in the
The people can, so that he can hear people talking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so you want to patch them up too, so he gave me a smile. But besides that, the most important thing, I think, too, is taxi drivers. They are in a confined space with people, and they go to the hospitals back and forward more so than nearly ambulance men. Then it should be confined to taxi people and also the passengers.
Okay, so, well, I'm wondering, actually, and this is something I haven't heard the answer to, I'm wondering, does public transport take in taxis? It possibly does. It possibly
health,
does.
The health people should confide. That's their business to do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, I'd love to hear from a taxi driver. How are you getting back to normal? What sort of protocols have you put in place to enable you to get back to business? But as regards, Toby, the wearing of face coverings on public transport, you think this is a no-brainer, do you?
I didn't know. I agree with what I said.
That's what I mean, yeah. A no-brainer.
We normally follow whatever England does, and then we took 2 or 3 weeks to follow what they do.
But you support it?
I definitely support it. And
have
also,
you been wearing one yourself?
Yeah, when I go out, I don't. I'm over the age, you know, like I don't travel as much. I'm retired now.
But when you have been out in public, have you been wearing one?
Of course I'd wear one, yeah. Mm. And I have my daughters and sons, when they visit, they would wear one.
Okay, but, so as far as you're concerned, this is a great idea. It's about time.
And people with an allergy as O'Leary said earlier on, they should have a doctor's note or some type of form of notes to say that they can't wear them, but make it genuine, make it bona fide. You know, like
one of my worries is if you don't have to verify that you're not able to wear a face mask, you get every Tom, Dick, and Harry getting on the bus saying, "Oh, I've got asthma."
No, with a phony note, a school note, like they do at school.
Yeah, exactly. I've got asthma. I can't wear one.
Don't burden the driver by making him a policeman out of him. Well,
that is one of the worries, and you could hear that from the MBRU. They are a little bit concerned. Let's bring in some more of your opinions on this. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can also text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And if you have used public transport over the last number of weeks, I'd like to know what the experience was like for you. Maybe you have used a going to work or whatever. What has the experience been like? Do you support the introduction of a face mask, the mandatory wearing of face masks on public transport? Because we're getting a lot of messages from people about this. Let's have a listen to this from Brianne.
How's it going, Adrian? Just getting on to you in relation to the whole face masks on public transport thing. For the people who are saying that it's against their human rights, I'd actually love to know what human right they're actually talking about, because it's a bit ridiculous, to be honest. I mean, it's against my human right to catch COVID-19 off someone who doesn't bother wearing a face mask, but, I mean, we all have to do it. I actually read something that said if the advice turns out to be wrong and, you know, we end up wearing face masks in public when we don't have to, the worst thing that's going to happen to you is that you're going to feel like a bit of an idiot wearing a face mask when you didn't have to. I mean, that's a small price to pay if it saves someone from dying from the virus.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Brianne. Liz, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Liz.
Hiya, Adrian.
Now, Liz, you've been using public transport.
Yeah.
Have you been wearing a face mask?
No, I can't bear it on my face.
Why?
I feel like I'm suffocating. I can't deal with the face covering at all. So I haven't been.
Have you, an underlying health condition?
No, I don't. I just don't like it on my face, to be honest.
I don't think any of us like it on our face.
I know. I'd spend more time touching it and pulling out of it than, so it wouldn't actually be any use to me, in fairness. I'd spend more time touching off it. But I just, personally, I don't see the point in making it mandatory at this stage. I really don't.
Why?
Because when you have the caretaker Taoiseach of the country coming out and saying he has no problem with 5,000 people marching down O'Connell Street, not wearing...
No, he never said that. He never said he supported the gathering of 5,000 people. He never said that. I accept that nothing was done when 5,000 people gathered, but the Taoiseach never said that he supported that mass gathering of people. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. And the fact is, Liz, chances are, more public people on public transport.
To me, it comes down to the driver, because I've been on buses where the drivers will only allow the capacity that they're allowed 17 or 18 people, and that's fine. I've been on buses where the drivers don't care and they let as many people as they can on the bus. I've been on the buses all the way through this. I get 4 buses a day coming to and from work.
Okay, and now let me ask you then, Liz, if this becomes mandatory next week, will you wear one?
No.
So if you are standing at a bus stop and you're getting on the bus and you've no face mask on and the driver says, I'm sorry, Liz, you can't get on, you've no face mask, what will you do?
Kind of tight. I'll have to make arrangements to get taxi to work or something. I'll make arrangements with somebody. I won't be wearing one. It's just that simple. As I said, I don't see the point in it now. We've opened up that much of the country already. Without bringing that kind of precaution, what's the point now? I really don't understand the point of it. If we were told weeks ago that it was eradicated in the community. So they're contradicting themselves. It's either eradicated in the community and we don't need them, or it's not eradicated in the community and we should have been wearing them the whole time.
Yeah, maybe we should have been wearing them the whole time. But we know that there is a risk, and a very real risk, and we're seeing this in other countries, of another surge in this virus. So we need to do everything we possibly can to prevent it spreading again.
And I can understand that, but as I said, I don't see the point in it now at this stage. I really don't. There's already too many people walking around without them. And people
the reason people aren't wearing them is we haven't been told you have to. So in England, the police have the power to pull people off a train if they don't have a mask on and fine them £100 for not doing so. Surely if we send that message out, then people like you will start wearing them.
But again, it comes down to, when you say about if they gave the police the power to do that and they brought in fines and everything else. It was the same though when they were dispersing people from protesting. They had no shame walking in and dispersing the people who were protesting against losing their jobs in Debenhams.
I understand
whether or not they actually enforce it.
I understand all of what you're saying and about the Debenhams protest and all of that, which was awful to see.
It was a disgrace
to see those people outside Debenhams fighting for their rights.
The police walking the way they walked.
Okay, but again, I'm asking you, if it becomes mandatory, will you make arrangements?
No, I won't wear one.
You won't wear one?
No, I won't wear one.
Just because you feel a bit uncomfortable?
It's not just because I feel a bit uncomfortable. I can't deal with it on my face. And that's saying that when it's on your face, to not keep touching it and all. So if I'm going to keep touching it and pulling at it because it's uncomfortable, it's not going to benefit me anyway.
And do you ever go away on holidays?
I do go away on holidays.
Now, at this moment, you can't get on an aeroplane without one. Are you just not going to go away then?
For the time being, I wouldn't be running to go away anyway, because most countries haven't got it under control.
But if in 6 months or a year you still have to wear a face mask on an aeroplane, you just won't go, will you?
No, I won't go, no. I'd sooner just holiday in Ireland. If that's the case, I won't go. I can't deal with that on my face. And if I'm going to keep touching it and pulling out of it, it's defeating the purpose of it. Because if it's on your hands and then you put it on the mask, sure, it's there anyway.
Okay, stay there for a second, Liz. I've been asked to play this message for you from Rona.
Hi, Adrian. I just want to say it's about time that I could even consider making it mandatory for face masks on public transport and also supermarkets. It's just ridiculous. People say, oh, I can't wear it because I have asthma, or I can't wear it because I have COPD. You're sitting in a chair. You're not exerting yourself. You sit there, put a mask on, take it off when you get off the bus. I myself am a heart failure patient. I'm actually on the transplant list, and I wear my mask. Yes, it's not comfortable. Yes, it's hard to breathe. But do I want to catch COVID? No. If I'm asymptomatic, do I want to pass it on? Definitely not. Come on, cop on, guys. But just stick together and protect each other. I'm absolutely sick of petty excuses.
Okay, what do you say to Rona's message there,
Well,
Liz?
Our fourth point there of not wanting to catch it, a mask isn't going to prevent
it. No, but it prevents you spreading it if you're asymptomatic and don't even realise you have it.
If that's what they're throwing out there, and most people are wearing them because they don't want to catch it, it's not going to prevent you catching it.
I understand that, but if you are asymptomatic, if you have the virus, having a mask on will certainly lessen the chances of you spreading it. That's the whole point of this.
And I can understand that. But as I said, they told us weeks ago it's eradicated in the community. So if it's eradicated, where's the point of it?
Because we are eventually, Liz, going to have to reopen our country. And we were talking about this yesterday. We're going to have to start letting people back into the country again. Some may bring it back into the country again. We need to try and prevent it spreading again.
Well, in fairness, the only thing we're doing is stopping people holidaying here. Because if they're in the north, they can travel here and do wherever they want. And they don't have to abide by social distancing rules because the Garda don't have jurisdiction to do anything about them anyway. So we already have people coming into the country.
All right, Liz, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second. She's saying if the mandatory wearing of face masks comes in next week, which it looks like it may, she won't wear one. She'll make alternative arrangements. Danielle says this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I do agree that all should be wearing face masks in closed areas, no matter how big. If you look at Taiwan, they had less than 10 cases in total, and they wore face masks and practiced distancing where possible. And their country didn't shut down. So at the end of the day, if we need to wear face masks when we're out on buses, in shops, I think the ends justify the means, because at the end of the day, we don't want a second wave and we still want our freedom.
All right, I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. Are you somebody like Liz who just won't wear a face mask, regardless of whether you're told you have to or not? Paul has a bit of a different opinion on public transport.
Hi, I think it should be mandatory to wear masks on all public transport, and the transport should be left for the people who need it. And Dublin City Council should cut the prices on parking. Thank you.
Oh, cut the prices on parking. Keep the buses for people who are essential workers, basically. The problem is, Paul, with that notion, the traffic in Dublin is already, and this was only stated today, is at 75% of pre-COVID levels. And that's without 75% of workers back to work yet. That's the fact. So the traffic is heavier than the amount of people back to work, if you understand what I mean. So if you follow that argument, then by September, when the kids are back to school, it will be utter gridlock in Dublin. You won't be able to move for the amount of cars if we don't start letting people back on the buses again. Now, Serena, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Serena.
How are you, Adrian?
I'm good, thank you, Serena. Thank you for holding. What did you want to say on this?
Right, I just want to say, I think the last person you were speaking to is just really fucking selfish.
Mind the language, yep.
Very selfish. I think it's really selfish of her.
She did say was she doesn't want to wear one, she won't wear one, and therefore she'll make alternative arrangements if it becomes mandatory.
Because it irritates her.
Yeah,
I'm a COPD patient, and it irritates the life out of me. And I wear it when I have to, if I'm going on public transport, or even if I'm in a supermarket or something where there's, you know, a number of people around me, I'll wear it. And that's not protecting me. I'm not thinking of protecting myself. I'm thinking of protecting others. I know by the saying that it doesn't protect you. Well,
yeah.
There's some chance of protecting me, I think, if I'm not breathing her in.
I do as well, and I've worn one on a few occasions. I'm not wearing it a lot, but I have worn one on a few occasions. And there is something about it that makes me think that if it's around my nose and it's around my mouth, then I can't be inhaling as much of the virus if it's in the air around me.
I understand you say it's on your hands and all that, but you just have to keep sanitising your hands so it doesn't go up onto your face. Because I do pull at it a lot because I'm a COPD patient, but...
But even with that, and that probably would be a condition that would exclude you from having to wear one, you still are happy enough to wear one.
Yeah, because if I think if I'm helping others, because at the end of the day, it's not like, you know, the people like that girl that's had to be known, she'd be the one that wouldn't get it. Do you know what I mean? People that are so ignorant to it. But I think, you know, if she ended up not having that and can't go to work, well, then it'd be a different story when she's not getting that far buses to work then because she has COVID. Or if she had someone belonging to her that had it, she wouldn't be long about putting a mask on going out. Or if she had someone to protect.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's so selfish of people just thinking of themselves, being irritated for a half an hour journey on the bus.
Okay, Liz, what do you say to that? You're just being selfish.
Well, first of all, it's not a half an hour journey on the bus. I take four buses for a reason. I live on one side of the city, walk on the other, so I commute for longer than that. And as far as you don't know who I have, because I have two old age parents that I have to think of as well. But
why don't you think of them and put a mask on then?
Because I don't want to wear a mask.
Because
simple as. Well, if that's your take on it, that's fair enough. But like,
yeah,
it does irritate
me. Like you are selfish. You don't see anybody else. Put yourself. You're irritated for a few hours on the bus.
Listen, love. If I was only thinking of myself, I'd have done what half the country done and went home and
God
just took my 350 COVID payment.
If you have COVID-19, see how comfortable you'll be then. I tell you, you'll wear a mask then.
Worrying about getting COVID-19 didn't keep me out of work for all the 12 weeks.
Okay, but hang on.
It's not going to make a difference to me now whether they bring it in or not.
Serena, there is a worry that a lot of people like Liz will just say, nah, I'm not wearing one.
Yeah, ignorant, selfish, that's all they are. But you know what, Adrian? If you get COVID-19 or some kind of breathing disorder and you have to wear a mask for 24 hours a day to inhale oxygen, I'm telling you, she won't take it off then.
Yeah, okay, but stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. Do you agree with Liz? You're not going to wear a face mask. You don't like wearing them. They make you feel uncomfortable. But if you are that person, you won't be going on a holiday this year because you're going to have to wear one on an airplane. You'll have no choice at all. You won't be able to get on board unless you have a face mask on. Liam, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Liam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Liam. Mandatory wearing of face masks.
Yes, I work in a supermarket.
Okay.
Now, if they change, I get a bus from Lewis to work every morning. If they change that, have I got to wear a face mask all day in the supermarkets? And same with busmen. Have they to wear a face mask all day on the bus?
It was interesting. The very first caller I had was a bus driver, and he doesn't wear one. He doesn't want to wear one. He doesn't like wearing them, just like Liz. And will he have to wear one? Because it would look a bit strange, I have to say, Liam,
yeah.
If passengers are getting on the bus and they have to have a face mask on and the driver is sitting there with none on. That would be a little bit odd, I have to say. So,
and the same with me in the supermarket, like people coming in with face masks and me there serving them and just not wearing a face mask. I don't like wearing them, but if it has to come to the crunch, I'll wear them, no problem.
I have to be honest, I don't really, unless you have a chronic lung condition, I don't really understand the difficulty wearing them, to be honest. I have worn one. Okay, we're just not used to it. I think that's part of our problem here. We're just not, it's so alien to what we've always lived with. We think this is something they do in China or Asia. Now we're starting to do it. It's just very, very alien to us. So it's just a case of conditioning ourselves to it, isn't it?
I get to Lewis. excuse me. So sometimes the Lewis is pre-packed. Not full, but...
No, not like it used to be, but...
Not like it used to be, but it's getting like that in the last week or so. I'm off on holidays this week, so I'm in Portugal. It's lovely. I'm not really. I put on a mask on the Lewis because it's getting packed. On the buses, I don't because
it's so spaced out at the moment.
Yeah. But the problem is going home. I live near a terminus going to work in the morning, but going home, I have to nearly walk home because all the buses are full.
And that is the worry. That's my worry next week. I've decided
I'm
going to start getting the bus in to work again. And I'm just concerned that buses are going to fly past me, but I'll have to try it to find out. Yeah.
That's what happened to me last week. I live in Crumlin and I get off the Lewis at Harcourt and I walked all the way nearly to Crumlin Shopping Centre before I got a bus.
Before you got a bus. You might have heard me saying earlier on, I was talking to a bus errand bus driver yesterday who was allowed to take 11 passengers on his bus, and he, on two occasions yesterday, was full at the terminus and had to drive past absolutely everybody.
Yeah, that can happen. I can well imagine. And especially, I've worked through this all from day one. And just getting on the bus was grand, and you're in and out of work quick and less stress. But I know my partners get back to work next week, and they're all stressed to nightmare. They don't realize what we've went through.
Yeah, over the last few, yeah, absolutely.
We were going into work, and they were saying, I'm nervous going back to work. I said, I know, I can understand what it's like.
Actually, there's a conversation I wouldn't mind having one of these days to talk to people who are nervous about going back to work, who are...
We went through it for the last 12 weeks. We were nervous going back to work every day.
Yeah, no, that is the point. I've been at work all through this as well. And yes, it was a very different world coming in and out of work, but... I don't have that nervousness of going back to work because I've already been at work. So, I might have that conversation later on in the week. Liam, thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this message from Stephen.
I agree with that woman who won't wear it. I won't wear it either. I don't think it's even good for you to wear it. And you shouldn't be forced.
Okay, and... Amy is making the argument that not everyone can wear one.
I just want to say to that woman that sent in that voice clip there about people with COPD and asthma not wearing face masks. My mum suffered with COPD for years, and anything around her face caused a panic attack. It's not just a breathing problem, it's not being able to breathe and not being able to catch your breath and the stress that comes with that. So panic attacks are a big part of that. And if someone has a restriction around their face and their mouth, it's going to cause a lot of distress.
All right, Amy, thank you very much indeed. This is from Liam.
Hi, Adrian. I work in a department store. Has anybody got a thought for the people that work in department stores or supermarkets or the busmen that have to wear the masks all day? Not for the people that get on the bus for 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Fiona has been on the show before. She makes masks and she says demand is very high.
Hi, Adrian. I was actually on to you before. We're selling and donating face masks all over the country here based in Kildare. And the one thing that's not really being discussed is the people that are making the face coverings. I've been making them now for probably the last 8 to 10 weeks. And since we started making them, I've probably had about one day off. The demand for them is just so intense. We can only open our website maybe like once a week for about an hour at a time. So my worry would be that there's just so much pressure there on makers all over the country trying to help as many people as we can. I'm not making these for profit. We're just making to try and help. We're donating as well. But my worry is that there's just so much pressure there and there's not much help and support for all the makers. Thanks. I'm Fee Burke here in Kildare.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Claire sent me this message.
People just don't like being told what to do, Adrian, I think. Like, if we can stop a second wave, why not just put the mask on?
Yep. Lorraine?
Hi, Adrian. I feel now that it's all about making money again on public transport, because other than that, it would have been mandatory all along to wear masks on public transport, and they would have been worried about bus drivers all along, which they weren't. And lastly, what if a bus driver, for some underlying reason, cannot wear a face mask? Can he turn around and tell somebody that they can't get onto his bus? Thanks, bye. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.